Hello, this is Peter Stewart. We're talking about your point of focus today. If you have a point of focus with your eyes, with your voice, you have a point of focus. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. So put simply, the microphone is usually positioned in our intimate zone, what, 6 to 8 inches away from our mouth? Speaking at the moment about maybe 3 inches away from my mic. If it was a human ear rather than a mic that we were talking to at that distance, we would be very friendly indeed with that person. If someone's ear was as close as my mic is to me now, I'd be speaking much more softly, wouldn't I? Our voice would drop in volume, the tone would change. So too with the content, but that's another book. But it would be inappropriate to read the news or usually to introduce a song in that kind of intimate voice, even though that's where our listeners' ears are. Remember what I said about podcasts? Yeah? The podcast specifically, more than radio or TV, someone has got you right in their ear, not speaking to you, not listening to you from across the room out of a speaker from a TV or radio. But if we read the news in this kind of really low, intimate, personal area, zone, it wouldn't sound right. We've got to change our point of focus and use another voice. We choose the voice that we naturally use when we're talking to someone that we know and like, but are not intimate with or distant from. So, not from the barbecue event we looked at a week or so ago, the aunt down the hallway voice. She was too far away to hold a conversation with. Not aunt on the bench voice. She was too close and in that kind of personal zone. But more like having a conversation with aunt and uncle in the garden voice. That is somewhere between 1 and 3 metres away from us, but talking with somebody who we know, like, and trust. So, to reprise, we want to speak to our listener as though they are someone we know, like, and trust, not a stranger, not an authority figure, not a lover. Most times when we talk to someone we know, like, and trust, face to face, maybe a doctor or an aunt, they're about 2 or 3 metres away from us. And in such a situation, we instinctively stand that distance away. We use a voice to match that distance, loud enough to hear without shouting, but not intimate either. So that's your point of focus. Your voice in a studio. Project it as though your listener is about 2 to 3 metres away from you, and not where your actual microphone is. It's where the listener would be if they were there in the studio with you. Tomorrow, imagining your hidden audience and who they are, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues from London. I'm Peter Stewart.